This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. Before Johnny Cash died in September 2003, he and his record producer Rick Rubin had chosen the recordings for a 5-CD box set called Unearthed. It was released in 2004. We're going to listen to and talk about some of the music with producer Rick Rubin. Cash and Rubin seemed like an unlikely pair when they started working together in 1993. Cash, the aging country music star, and Rubin, a producer best known for his work with hip-hop and heavy metal bands. But many people consider their first collaboration, the 1994 CD American Recordings, to be Cash's finest work. Johnny Cash, alone with his guitar, playing some of his favorite tunes. For the albums they made together, Rubin encouraged Cash to record not just his favorite songs, but some that might have seemed out of character for him, including music by Neil Young, Depeche Mode, and Nine Inch Nails. This helped introduce Cash to younger listeners. The 5-CD box set Unearthed collects many previously unreleased tracks from their sessions together. Before we hear from Rubin, let's hear what Johnny Cash had to say when Rubin first suggested they work together.
Well, I said, what are you going to do with me that nobody else has been able to do to sell records with me? And he said, well, I don't know that we will sell records. He said, I would like you to go with me and sit in my living room with a guitar and two microphones and just sing to your heart's content everything you ever wanted to record. I said, that sounds good to me. So I did that, and day after day, 3 weeks, I sang for him. And when I finally stopped, he had been saying, like the last day or so, he'd been saying, now, I think we should put this one in the album. So without him saying, I want to record you and release an album, he started saying, let's put this one in the album. So the album, this big question, you know, began to take form, take shape. And Rick and I would weed out the songs. There were songs that didn't feel good to us that we would say, let's don't consider that one. And then we'd focus on the ones that we did like, that felt right and sounded right. And if I didn't like the performance on that song, I would keep trying it and do take after take until it felt comfortable with me and felt that it was coming out of me and my guitar and my voice as one, that it was right from my soul.
That's from Terry's interview with Johnny Cash in 1997. Now let's hear her interview with Rick Rubin, recorded in 2004.
Well, let's start with something from the CD. There's 5 CDs. Let's start with something from the first CD. And this is a song called If I Give My Soul. It's a song written by Billy Joe Shaver. Is this a song that Johnny Cash selected to record?
Yes, it was.
Why did he want to choose it?
He said Billy Joe Shaver was one of his favorite songwriters, and he just felt that the lyrics suited him, and he felt a connection with the song.
Did you connect with the song?
I liked it quite a bit.
I like it, too. I guess is why I'm choosing it. It's a great song about a broken man bargaining with God for the most important things a mortal needs and wants. This recording starts with Johnny Cash saying, "Get off the stage, Cash." What's that about?
The recording was made at a time when Johnny was still touring, and he came to the session just from being on tour, and the headspace and performance aspect of presenting a song to a large audience is very different than getting an intimate personal recording. And he had sung the song once before, the one that's on the box, and it felt like it was being performed for an audience. And it felt a little disconnected. I said that to him, that it sounded like he was singing to an audience and not making it personal. And he said to himself, "Get off stage, Cash," and then did the version that we hear.
Well, let's hear it. This is Johnny Cash, "If I Give My Soul," a song by Billy Joe Shaver.
Get off stage, Cash.
Exactly.
Okay. Down a dangerous road, I have come to where I'm standing with a heavy heart and my hat clutched in my hand. Such a foolish man. God ain't known no greater sinner. I have come in search of Jesus, hoping he will understand.
If I give my soul, will he clean these clothes I'm wearing? If I give my soul, will he put new boots on my feet? If I bow my head and beg God for his forgiveness, will he breathe new life within me and bring her back to me? I had a woman.
That's If I Give My Soul from the new Johnny Cash box set, Unearthed. My guest is Rick Rubin, who produced the last series of Johnny Cash's recordings, the American Recording Series. And together, Cash and Rubin put together this new box set of sessions that were unreleased from that series of recordings. Rick Rubin, what did Johnny Cash's music mean to you before you met him?
Well, I don't know if it was so much his music per se that drew me to him. It was more his overall persona. And I love his music, but his attraction was greater than music. There's just something about him. It's hard to explain.
What did you think of that persona as being?
Rebellious. Honest. Divided.
How divided?
Well, there was clearly a side of him that was spiritual and religious, and there was another side that was dark and drug using, and he really lived in an extreme life in different directions.
So, how did you end up meeting him?
I went to see him perform. I believe it was somewhere in Orange County. And we met after the show, and the show was fantastic. It was the first time I'd ever seen him perform live. And we met backstage after the show and just talked about music.
Did you meet him with the idea of proposing a series of recordings to him?
I met him with the idea of potentially working together, but I didn't know where it was going to go, and I didn't have any expectation of what it could or should be. It felt like the idea of connecting was a good one.
And can you talk a little bit about how that evolved into the American Recording Series?
Well, we didn't have a plan, really, and that's normally the case with the albums I make. We try to really find what it's supposed to be through experimentation. And with Johnny, we did that. We tried a lot of different things before we settled on what that first album was. And some of those experiments on the way are on the box set.
What was the process like of going through songs and figuring out what he should record?
He would send me songs that he liked, and I would send him songs that I liked, and we would compare notes and discuss them and talk about why we liked them. And sometimes I would send him, you know, a CD with 3 songs. Sometimes I'd send him 30 songs. And he would always call and say, well, I like this, I don't like this, I love this, I can't wait to record this, I don't really understand this. Sometimes he'd ask, what is it about this one that you like? And we'd talk them through. And ultimately, he would pick the ones that just resonated with him. And there were cases where I would, if there were ones that I felt strongly about, I might make a stronger case, although that rarely happened. Hurt was one of those songs where I think if I would have just sent that song to him in the context of a CD of 30 songs, I don't know that he would have picked it. But when I did send it to him, I think I explained that I really thought that that one had the potential to be really, really special.
No, with Hurt, it's in a way, you know, it's a song about somebody who's a cutter, you know, who cuts themselves. It's the kind of cutting where, maybe pain's better than feeling nothing. And it is a kind of teenage phenomenon. What did Johnny Cash feel, at his age and with all that he's gone through in his life, feeling a song that has such a kind of teenage point of view about pain?
It's interesting that you say that, because most people who hear the song assume that he wrote it when they hear him singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he saw it as a teenage point of view. I think he saw it as a drug song, and ultimately an anti-drug song, because it was so there was such despair in it. But he took the needle remark to be a drug reference.
Well, why don't we play the Nine Inch Nails version and the Johnny Cash version back to back?
Okay.
And this is Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the unfamiliar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
Let's get back to Terry's interview with Rick Rubin, recorded in 2004. He was Johnny Cash's record producer from 1993 until Cash's death. The 5-CD boxed set Unearthed collects many previously unreleased tracks from their sessions together. Here's a spiritual Cash recorded on the collection.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior and love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me.
One of the CDs in this new box set is just spirituals, spirituals and hymns, solo. It's just Johnny Cash and his guitar. And I just particularly love this CD. They're so beautiful, and there's so much feeling on this. And I don't know if you'd listened to a lot of these kinds of songs before, so I'm interested in what the process was like for you of just hearing Johnny Cash sing spiritual after spiritual.
I thought it was beautiful, and it was interesting how it came about. Johnny had found, the title of that album is called My Mother's Hymn Book, and Johnny had found his mother's hymn book, the actual one that she sang him songs from the time he was born. And these are songs that he'd been singing since he was 4 years old, and they really helped form who he was as a person and as a singer. So he felt more connected to these songs, I think, than any songs he ever recorded before. And very second nature for him to play them. And he was really excited about the idea, and would just go through the hymn book and just pick the ones that really touched him and that he remembered and had the best feelings for. And in the book that comes with the box set, he talks about each of the songs and what his connection to them were and why he chose them.
While you were recording these songs, did it give you insights into Johnny Cash's relationship with religion and spirituality?
He's probably the most committed spiritual person I've ever met. He really lived his life according to his connection with God, really. And he felt like his singing was really... He could take a song and make it a devotional song even when it wasn't originally written that way. And an example of that was the Roberta Flack song.
Oh, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face?
The First Time I Ever Saw You, Ever I Saw Your Face. Actually, she didn't write it, but she made it famous. And when we did that song with Johnny, the goal of it was to perform it as if he was singing the song to God.
Mm-hmm.
And to take this love song and make it into a spiritual song. And he loved that. And it was, again, it came really natural to him. It seemed like his devotion for life came from his devotion for God.
When did Johnny Cash start getting sick within the period of time you were working with him? I mean, how deep were you into the recordings when it was clear that something was going wrong?
During the recording of his second album, which was called Unchained, was when he started, when it became apparent that he was not well.
How did it, like, what were the first things that made that clear?
We'd be in the studio working and he would get dizzy or he would be unable to sing and have to lay down for a while. And some days he wasn't able to sing and he would just not be himself. Not be himself at all.
What were some of the most difficult parts for him of being sick and vulnerable, somebody who'd been so strong and seemingly stoic, just judging from the records, you know?
Yeah, he was. I think stopping touring was a really big blow to him because he'd been on tour for the last 40 years doing, you know, 200 shows a year. And I think he felt like he in some way lost his purpose because he was an artist and the thing that drove him was connecting with people and entertaining people and inspiring people. And he felt like one of the main venues for doing that was taken away from him. And I think that was a very, very difficult transition. And probably the reason that he chose to record so much was because that was the part of his career that he could continue on and continue being an artist and continue being creative and continue communicating. And that's one of the reasons that we have the box that we have. If he was still touring, I don't know that we would have been able to record so much.
Was he self-conscious about how his voice changed toward the end when he was sicker and weaker? And you can really hear it in his voice.
He was. He was concerned, and some days he would really question it, and then other days he would sing really well, and he'd hear it and think that he was proud of it, and other days he would hear himself and feel like this isn't good enough, and he would beat himself up about it. But we would sing things over and over until he was satisfied, until he loved them.
I thought I'd play another track that's on the new box set, Unearthed, and this is one of the previously unreleased tracks. And you can hear that age and sickness in his voice. His voice is very weak. It's still a beautiful recording. And this is a Stephen Foster song called Hard Times. Can you talk about why he chose to record this song?
I think he liked the idea of spanning time musically and the fact that we were doing new songs like Hurt and an old song like a Stephen Foster song from the late 1800s, he liked the idea of kind of the history of music and participating in it from all different aspects and from all different periods.
This is Hard Times, sung by Johnny Cash and included on the new CD, Unearthed.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices now are silent, their pleading looks still say, oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard.
We've been talking about Johnny Cash's illness. How did he take it when his wife, June Carter Cash, died just a few months before he did? I mean, a lot of people just assume that it was hard for him to hang on after that.
I think that's true, and it really affected him deeply. I spoke to him the day she passed. He was in the hospital, and he said that he had suffered so much pain in his life, but nothing really prepared him for this, and nothing felt as bad as this. He was really suffering, and on that call, he told me he wanted to work every day, starting as soon as he could, because he didn't feel like he could go on living if he didn't have something to focus on, because if he sat around and thought about June, he would die.
It must be extraordinary for you to know that you produce this extraordinary body of work from an older musician at a time when, you know, you're supposed to be like over the hill. The best work is supposed to be behind you. And this is work that not only changed Johnny Cash's image and you know, got him, you know, Grammy Awards and everything, but it's just such valuable music to have. I mean, I'm so glad we have it.
I agree. And I feel like it's really an issue with our society that we really discard good things before their time just because they get old or look a little ragged. And I don't think age in any way took away from Johnny's greatness. And in many ways, as he got older and even as his voice may have gotten weaker, it somehow was able to convey emotion in an even deeper way. And, you know, we can't discount the wisdom. He had so much wisdom from both the wild life he led. He really led the life of, he led 10 lives during the course of his lifetime, and was so interested in so many things, and was really a researcher and studied and read all the time, so smart, and he had so much to offer. And the idea that someone like him could be put out to pasture is, it's really a shame.
Rick Rubin, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Rick Rubin speaking with Terry Gross in 2004. He produced Johnny Cash's recordings during the last 10 years of the singer's life. The Cash boxed set Unearthed features many previously unreleased recordings from their collaboration. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shorrock. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.